The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. More than 100,000 people rode Amtrak in the Commonwealth during April, setting a record in a year-over-year comparison. The 53% increase is the highest since 2009, according to the Virginia Passenger Rail Authority. Officials say all four Amtrak corridors in Virginia saw double-digit increases. Route 47 to Newport News counted the highest jump, with a more than 80% increase. Richmond's Route 51 saw over 11,000 passengers, a 40% increase. Officials say the uptick in ridership is a result of adding more round-trip service. Environmentalists say they're surprised to see approval for permits enabling the completion of the Mountain Valley Pipeline included in the debt ceiling agreement. Russell Chisholm, director of Power Coalition, was one of the several activists who spoke on a press call Tuesday.
It's not a budget issue. It's definitely not a fiscal responsibility issue. It is a bailout.
All of Virginia's Democratic House representatives have moved to strike any mention of the pipeline from the agreement. According to Politico, the White House is supporting the project and says it's necessary for energy security. A spokesperson for the project says MVP has been subject to unprecedented legal and regulatory review, but expects the pipeline to be in service by winter 2023. Virginia's new political boundaries have made for some unusually competitive General Assembly primaries. As Ben Pavier with VPM News reports, Governor Glenn Youngkin and the candidates are trying to capture voters' attention in off-year elections.
Youngkin endorsed six candidates in contested primaries, like current delegate Emily Brewer, who is up against former NASCAR driver Hermes Sadler in a state Senate race. Former GOP chairperson John Whitbeck says the governor's driving goal is electability.
We were, basically heading towards being a permanently blue state, and he saved the party. And now he's trying to save the agenda.
In most cases, the primary candidates' talking points on issues like guns or education look pretty similar. But some of the races are pitting veteran lawmakers, like Democratic Senator Cree Deeds in Charlottesville, against younger politicians, like Delegate Sally Hudson. Former Delegate Jay Jones says Democrats will unify behind a simple message after the primaries.
I think it's abortion, abortion, abortion.
The issue is also coming up in at least one primary race. Former Delegate LaCharisse Ayres pushed to unseat Senator Joe Morrissey. The Democrat previously hinted he's open to restricting the procedure.
Ben Pavier, VPM News.
A 1779 document indicting a man for plotting to assassinate George Washington was recently found in Rockingham County. Indictment of Nicholas Weatherholtz was located among other documents in the Rockingham County Courthouse archives, according to WHSV. Rockingham County's deputy clerk says that during the 18th century, the area was home to both American patriots and people still loyal to the British monarchy. County officials say they're attempting to locate more documents related to the indictment. Every 2 years, a state regulatory commission will review customer rates and earnings of the Appalachian Power Company, which serves Southside Virginia and portions of West Virginia. Previously, the State Corporation Commission conducted this review every 3 years. The change comes from legislation that applies similar rules to those regulating Dominion Energy, according to the Virginia Mercury. It's intended to minimize rate changes and regulate the company's profits. As part of the legislation, Appalachian Power will no longer be required to submit projections for future use. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development.
On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.